Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to day 14 of April 2023. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. I'm Lee Elsie on Fridays. I warm you up. Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. What he does is way above my pay grade. I know he spins a lot of dials, pushes a lot of buttons. He's a big wig over there at the USA Audio Network. So kudos to Christopher for doing a fantastic job. I want to open and talk about words.
If we understood the power of our thoughts, we would guard them more closely. If we understood the awesome power of words, we would prefer silence to almost anything negative. In our thoughts and words, we create our own weakness and our own strengths. Language is consistently evolving. It's an evolving entity that is influenced by various social, cultural, and political factors. And the way that words are used, the meanings that they carry, and the connotations they evoke can all change over time. Politics, in particular, has played a significant role in shaping the way we use language and the meanings that are associated with certain words. Things change over time. This word woke, big argument yesterday, a little conversation about it here on the air, but then a big argument with a couple of my progressive friends as the day wore on, where they are livid in a sense, where a word like woke has been stolen from them. At one point in time, woke was the slang term that originated in the African-American vernacular English. And originally it was meant as a compliment towards social justice, which is a term in itself. It's got to become its own entity. However, the term has since been co-opted. Wokeness has been co-opted by both political sides, and its meaning has shifted. Right? The right-leaning Americans have used woke as a pejorative term to describe people who are perceived to be overly politically correct or hypersensitive on issues and social justice, which the right is right to take that approach. You are woke if you believe a biological man is a female. You are woke. You have gone to the extreme, the absurd.
In fact, it reminds me of an old television show.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Left-leaning Americans have continued in their own circles to use woke as a term to describe people who are actively engaged in social justice work. However, even within the left community, there has been some debate about the appropriateness of the actual term. Other words have been either ripped off or changed during the course of their lifetime. PC was originally intended to describe language or actions that were sensitive to issues of discrimination or inequality. The term has since been co-opted to describe an overly restrictive or censorious environment that stifles free speech. The term cancel culture was originally used to describe a phenomenon in which individuals or institutions faced consequences for engaging in offensive or harmful behavior. Now the term has been used to describe any instance in which someone faces criticism or consequence. Or actually, cancel culture is more accurately described now as a group or of people, in my perception, one man's view, that want to cancel you, cancel your thought, or cancel your ideas. Somehow, by the way, just in case you weren't aware of this, somehow the left believes that the right is trying to cancel them. Yet it's in the colleges across America where it's the left who are trying to shout down free speech or the free exchange of thoughts or ideas. That's true. Social justice used to describe the fair and just distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges. And that's coming from the left. That has switched. Here's one of my favorites, patriotism. Patriotism, originally a badge of honor. You're a patriot. I still write emails to people I think are patriots and say thank you for your patriotism. Originally, it was used to describe love and devotion to one's country. Now it's been co-opted by the left to describe an exclusive and or nationalistic agenda, often associated with white supremacy. Same goes for nationalism, co-opted to incorporate white supremacy. Gaslighting is a new term. Elitist is a term that's changed. Diversity, originality has changed. Bigotry has changed. Subtly, they've changed. But they've all changed. So the complaints coming from the left is, I guess, justified in their concern that their word wokeness has evolved from something good to something not very good. And it has. I readily admit that. I use the word woke all the time, but rarely to describe somebody who's doing something good. The original term for woke was a compliment. If you're woke, you thought everybody was equal, right? Everybody started out equal. Didn't matter about the color of your skin. Didn't matter about your religion. That was certainly part of the umbrella of wokeness. Now it's completely different. Now it's an easier way for the right to describe someone who's acting like a lunatic, from my perspective. See, that's something that's often forgotten. I have an opinion, too, to vocalize that opinion, to share it, to spread it, just like everybody else does. So if you're somebody who is a champion of the left-leaning progressive mentality, you have a right to say what you want to say. See, where the conservatives tend to lose interest in what the left is saying is when it becomes a shouting match, or when you're actually going out of your way to stop free speech or the free thought and exchange of ideas. And I can point to dozens of examples on college campuses where it happens all the time. And what's funny is in these conversations that I have with my progressive friends, they'll point to, well, you know, Don DeSantis is banning books and he's doing this and he's doing that. And I'm like, well, child pornography in a classroom, it's not borderline child abuse. It is child abuse. I'm never for banning anything. I don't think we should ban anything. But explain to me the reason why a six-year-old should have access to information about how to give a same-sex partner oral sex or any other kind of sex. Explain that to me. Why is that in a classroom? Why is that in a library in a grade school or middle school? You have that conversation with someone who's left of center. There's crickets. There's dead silence because they have no answer for that. So, yes, words have importance. Yes, some words change over time. And it's funny because I think it's interesting how both sides are butting heads against some of these issues is if they're only ones that are weaponizing. The right is weaponizing words. The left have been weaponizing words. Both sides do it. And throughout human history, our great leaders and great thinkers have used the power of words to transform emotions, to enlist us in their causes, to shape the course of this country's destiny. Words can not only create emotions, they create action, power. What you say is power. And from our actions flow the results of our lives. This is a true fact. Yeah, sticks and stones may break your bones. Words have a different kind of effect on somebody. Words can hurt you. And they can also energize you. And they can also empower you. Enlighten you. And speaking of enlightenment, my friends up at Nichols College, if you haven't heard about Nichols College yet, listen up. Nichols.edu, check it out for yourself. It is a bastion of free thought and free ideas. And yes, I'm partial. My very good friend is the president, Glenn Solmacy. So look it up. Go online, Nichols.edu, and check it out for yourself. If you are a college student or a parent of a college student or a college wannabe student, take a look at Nichols.edu today. All right, we've got a great hour in store for you. Like I said, Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsey. You can find out more about me, LeeElsey.com. You can email me, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. Love to hear from the folks from all over the entire country. Follow our Facebook thread, Lee Elsey, Voice of Freedom. We'll take a short break. Got a lot of great guests coming up this hour. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
So, in general, that's evolution, I guess, of the language.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Oh.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network. One of our favorite regulars is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, 30-plus years of military expertise.
Let's start with one that was requested for me to ask you from last week. And it has to do a little bit with a report that came out last week, of course, about Afghanistan. But what's the deal with our people that are left behind now in Afghanistan, or sympathizers with America that have been left behind? Are they just trying to find their way here? Are they, you know, fighting for their life? What's going on?
It appears from what I've heard, Lee, that there are still a ton of folks in there who were our friends that worked with us extensively that are at risk because of that connection with the United States and with our forces. So they're there. They are mostly in hiding, and there are groups who continue to work, non-governmental groups, frankly, who continue to work to try and get those folks out. It's a tough go. They're at this point, you know, they were getting a lot of people out at a time. Now they're down to ones and twos. But they're not giving up.
And these people that are hiding, if they get found out, are they dead? Gone? Big jail?
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
And probably not right away. They'll get tortured. They'll get paraded around. The Taliban is making an extreme effort to reassert its full power. You know, they were kind of playing nice at first, saying, oh, no, you know, women can go to school. We're not hunting down anybody. This is, you know, we just want to run, be like a regular government. Yeah, that's not true. So they are, you know, hunting down people. They are persecuting women. And they are, trying to exert their rather extreme form of Islam and force it on everybody.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. Since the last time we talked, I was at a seminar up at Nichols College. Actually, a couple people from Heritage were there up on the stage. And don't press me because I can't remember exactly who it was, but they were talking about a foreign policy and eventually got to Taiwan and what China was planning on doing with Taiwan. I mean, it's got to be a foregone conclusion now, Stephen, that China is going to go and try to take Taiwan back, whether it's blockade or an actual invasion. And I just wanted to get your general thoughts on that, where we are today.
Well, I mean, that has always been China's plan. Obviously, we think they're much closer to potentially executing that plan than they've ever been before. But it's, you know, they have never made a big secret of the fact that they think this is an aberration, that Taiwan belongs to them, and that they are eventually going to get it back. You know, it used to just be a matter of ideology and pride and that sort of thing. Now it's far more related to the wealth that Taiwan has, the enormous number of chip manufacturers they have there, which are the only ones, frankly, outside of communist China for the most part. There's a few in Vietnam also, but not to the degree you find them in Taiwan. And they want control of those, because if they have that as well as what they already have, China will by far own the market and be able to control the rest of them.
But what will we do if they decided to invade China tomorrow? We talked about this many times, but just sort of an update. I mean, it's logistically a nightmare for the United States to try to fight that half a world away. How would we handle that?
Well, it's, you know, we can do it, but it will be very difficult. It will require the use of a lot of our long-range assets. You know, we have stuff that can reach out and touch China from the United States or from Hawaii. But it would also require us shipping, moving our naval forces. This is going to be primarily a naval and air force battle. I could foresee us putting some forces into Taiwan, probably our soft forces, our special operators, to work with the Taiwanese. But, you know, Taiwan's, they're pretty, tough fellows and gals, and, it might be another situation, not unlike Ukraine, where they said, look, we don't need you to come over here and put troops on the ground, but, you know, support us with long-range fires, give us some logistical help, and we'll put our lives on the line to protect ourselves. So it will start a lot of cyber, a lot of intelligence stuff, a lot of diplomacy, with the Navy moving fast in that direction, and then it will be a matter of the degree of spinal strength that the White House has as to whether or not they'll start taking out targets either in China or Chinese forces that are setting up a blockade or preparing for an invasion.
His name is Stephen Bucci. We get him. Try to get him once a week. Heritage Foundation. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News Update. Planes are arriving and leaving again from Florida's Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport after being closed since Wednesday's record rainfall.
The planes that are taking off may be empty and other passengers.
Travel editor Peter Greenberg says it's going to take time to get operations moving smoothly again. The Supreme Court is temporarily blocking restrictions on a commonly used abortion pill. Justice Samuel Alito blocked lower court rulings that imposed restrictions on the drug. A Texas judge suspended the FDA's approval of the pill last week. Stocks slipped today, but the major indexes still posted gains for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 143 points to 33,886. The S&P 500 lost 8 points to 4,137. The Nasdaq gave up 42 points to 12,123. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our Help and Resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Very special guest joining us. Great author. Got a book out, War on the American Republic, How Liberalism Became Despotism. It is Dr./Professor Kevin Slack. Doc, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
I'm not a real doctor.
I didn't mean it that way. Now, I know you teach at the very conservative Hillsdale College, but has the attitude of the kids changed in the last 20 years?
Well, it depends on what classroom you're in, right? So it depends on what university that you're teaching at, what college you're teaching at. I would say among conservative students, and so I've been at Hillsdale for 11 years now, among conservative students, there's actually some grounds for optimism.
Right.
In that, young conservative students seem to know what time it is. They see the increasing tyranny all around them. So I've seen a kind of radicalization among young conservatives. From the reports that I received about what it's like at other colleges, it's gotten, discernibly worse.
Right.
And you have this wokeism, this identity politics, and that's crept in not just at the research university level and at the Ivy League, but even at small liberal arts colleges. It's become a kind of pseudo-religion where even if it's a Christian liberal arts school or if it's a great books classical school, you find that it's become a substitute authority and it's infected the curricula.
Right. But it's clear that in the last, 30 years, you want to say, 40 years maybe, there has been a concerted effort for these other schools, not named Hillsdale, and some other ones that actually that cherish the free exchange of thoughts and ideas, that there's been an indoctrination going on to the kids.
Yeah. And it's, if you're going to hire from a top tier school, and this seems to be such a great opportunity, you're going to hire somebody who's been indoctrinated in a lot of those systems of thought. And this is, particularly the case when you get to elementary and secondary level education.
Right. Take me all the way back to 1880, where essentially you begin the conversation and drive the narrative to what's in your book.
Sure. So what I try to do is to discuss the various movements on the left. I describe, the importance of the old Republican order. And then I try to show where you find the changes taking place. And those earlier progressives, and I think this has been talked about quite a bit among conservatives. You have a rejection of the old Republican order, meaning a delegation of lawmaking authority. So the idea is that we should have experts that make decisions for the people as opposed to their own elected representatives who are going to pass laws. And so there was a creation at the state level, at the federal level, of these expert boards and commissions to regulate railroad prices, rates, also state boards of health. You want to know where, many of the lockdown orders came from. It right. wasn't simply the state governors. It was by these boards of experts that have been delegated lawmaking authority a long time ago. And while the old progressives were, in many ways, they were decent, this idea that we would have a rule by expertise, that set in motion the possibility for the later movement, where once you had control of those institutions, you could implement almost anything you wanted. And so later on in the book, I moved to, the mid-century liberals and then the 1960s radicals and their efforts. And it wasn't just simply to give lawmaking authority to the experts, but really to try to manage population.
People may not realize this. Maybe it went over their head, and I don't mean that in a bad way, because I think it goes over a lot of folks' heads, but the people that are making these decisions are not elected people. They wield this kind of power, which I don't think the founding fathers intended them to have.
No. That was called the non-delegation doctrine. So that was against the Constitution. It still is valid jurisprudence. You go to Article 1 in the Constitution, it says all lawmaking power are given to a Congress. That's a clear violation of the constitutional principles.
We're talking with Professor Kevin Slack. He's a professor of politics at the infamous Hillsdale College, where he teaches political philosophy and American political thought, and I mean that in a good way. When did we
lose the love of country? I feel like, you know, in our conversation so far, in this brief time we've been talking, there's a this idea that somewhere along the line, the progressive left has turned on the rest of us and no longer loved the country. I mean, and when did it? I know we've always fought. I mean, we can go back to the founding fathers and, you know, their decisions on certain avenues to take, you know, putting this whole incredible experiment together. And, you know, of course, you can look at the Civil War and some of the things that we had fought and argued about. But just the hatred of the country seems to shine now brighter than it's ever shone before.
I think that's really the 60s radicals. If you go to the mid-century liberals, you know, conservatives will disagree with the creation of a kind of a cronyist capitalist model. They may disagree with some of the things that that happened in management of families and in education, but overall they were a patriotic bunch, right? These are the people that won the Second World War. Those are the ones who started the post-war liberal order. When you get to the 60s radicals, they're trying to indict the country itself. And so that's where you get the notion that America was fundamentally evilist conception, that it was racist, that it was sexist. And so you leave a class-based model. Think about how Americans, in the early part of the 20th century, they bickered over class. You had management and labor. You had the government sponsoring labor unions in the 1930s. When you get to the 60s and the 70s, the argument is, as well, that middle class is irredeemably racist, and the argument that America was born in the evil of racism, and so America itself is the problem, and that America is only good to the degree that it begins to corrode itself and it begins to bow before some, whether it's a global order or some alternative order that they present as a utopia.
Mm. Fast forward to 2011, when it's the first time you hear the word woke. Awakening.
Yeah, you know, that's a term, this great awakening is this term that's used to describe the alliance between large corporations and the woke ideology. The reference to all these words, we talked about the 60s radicals and how they were ensconced in bureaucracy and academia, but many of their ideas were left out of the American mainstream. But from 2011 to 2015, there's been studies on this, the use of these words, intersectionality, just explode, mansplaining, toxic masculinity, over the next 3-4 years. And I think one of the reasons is when you get to 2010, right, this seems like ancient history now, but you have the rise of the Tea Party, and these large corporations have a real problem. And that is, there's a populist revolt on both sides. You've got the Tea Party on the right. They were arguing that the government should allow many of the banks to fail. And then you've got Occupy Wall Street on the left. And this is a populist movement about the 1% versus the 99%. And they were arguing the government should take dramatic steps to take over all of the big banks. And so faced, I think, with this choice in politics, with the rise of the Tea Party on the right, I think the large corporations decided they'd go with the left. And I think the reason is it's easy to buy the left off, right? You have some diversity, equity, and inclusion hires, and you don't really have to worry about being part of the 1%. And it also gives you a kind of legitimacy, right, by the new religious authorities. This is really a priesthood. You're talking about thousands and thousands of positions of those who are skilled in the rights of equity. They have tenure jobs. They've got jobs in administration in the colleges. And so they can affirm their own wages in support of the Democratic Party, but then they also offer legitimacy for the rule that we have today.
So the $64 billion question for you is, where the heck are we headed? Where are we going?
I don't know. when you see how it seems foolish for those on the left and say the establishment that exists today politically to do some of the things that they're doing, but they don't stop. I'll give you an example: the recent move by Bud Light.
Mm.
So now they're going to have this Dylan Mulvaney, not just Bud Light, but Jack Daniels. Nike, and so on.
Jack Daniels is going to try this too?
That's what I've been reading, Daniels is already, they've already got a bunch of trans celebrities that has aligned themselves with the corporation.
Good luck.
So you think if they're not slowing down, they're not trying to appeal to the middle of the country at all. What they're doing is doubling down. And I think if you see where the kind of woke ideology is strongest in these large urban centers, they exist in their own bubbles. And they're very confident in their power. I don't know if it's going to go well for them when the country starts to go through some of the upheavals that you can see on the horizon, whether it's in foreign policy, whether it's in the economy and whatnot. I think what's important for the right is to go back and try to recapture some of these fundamental principles and to try to remember what made the nation great and to be able to mount an effective opposition, whether it's at the local level, whether it's in terms of the school boards, the city councils, the sheriff's departments. Those are the things I think in kind of red state rural America are the things where we see victories on the right, and particularly at the state level in some of the red states. You know, usually Florida is heralded as an example of this.
From a pure marketing standpoint, this is an absolute disaster. I know it's all about improving your ESG score, but nobody who drinks Jack Daniels is going to like this.
Sure, but your point is great. The whole idea of an ESG score comes out of that great awakening.
Right. All right, Professor. Listen, I got to run. The music is playing, and I got to scoop. But thank you, as always. I appreciate it very much. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wade Alaroot for ZTAC and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples. And I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. Did you know today is... what was supposedly the day of silence? On Friday, April 14th, students at certain schools could choose to participate in a day of silence during school hours by choosing not to speak during the day. Why? Well, the School Silence Day is a national student-led demonstration where LGBTQ students and allies all around the country and all around the world take a vow of silence to protest the harmful effects of harassment and discrimination of LGBTQ people in schools. Started in the mid-90s by two college students, the Day of Silence has expanded to reach hundreds of thousands of students each year. Every April, students go through the school day without speaking. Students are aware that they are still responsible for classwork and still expected to follow school rules, and the staff has been informed that this choice will not impact curriculum planning, and no changes have been made to the actual school schedule. My question to all of you is, when did your child become a pawn for specific political ideologies? Is your kid going to school to learn, or is your kid going to school to protest? If I look at the scores of reading and writing across the country, my guess is your kid's going to school to protest. Are you okay with that? Are you down with it that your kid may spend the entire day in silence, because that's more important than actual learning reading and writing and arithmetic and civics and economics and language and maybe computer skills? No, instead, your kid's been programmed to be a dissident, to be a rebel against what is perceived to be injustices. Now, if anybody out there bullies or treats anyone inappropriately, they should face the wrath of whatever punishment is in front of them. And in a school setting, anybody who is causing angst to the LGBTQ community, again, should also be punished to the full extent of whatever it is that they've done. But we are living in 2023. It is very different than it was even 20 years ago. I find it nearly impossible to believe that in all of these schools, which the majority are led by extreme progressive liberal-minded people across this country, and the heavy-handedness that comes down against any bullying, and that is the way it should be, but in particular, bullying of folks of color and folks of an alternative lifestyle, I find it almost impossible to believe that rampant across this country, there is still a heavy presence of bullying and ugliness towards anyone in the LGBTQ community. I find it almost impossible to believe that. Every single television commercial, every single television show, every newspaper article, almost every news story has some hint of either transgenderism or LGBTQ communities in them. It's not as if the American culture has turned their back on this ultra-minority group of people. In fact, we've done the exact opposite. We've taken the mathematical side of this and thrown it out in the garbage. When every other commercial that's on television focuses in on the LGBT community, you make it almost seem as if 50% of the population of the country happens to be gay. And it's just not the case. But that's okay. I guess it's makeup time because the ESG scores have to improve for some of these companies. But in our school systems, I just want to get back to this for a second. In our school systems, when your kids, again, are being programmed to be part of these protests and guilted in some cases, guilted into doing it. Because if they're not doing it, then everybody's looking on them. Like if they're talking, if they talked today during class, I'm sure there were a group of folks out there who ostracized them, who may be bullying or maybe bullying them now on social media. I wouldn't put that past them. So if I had a child in the school system, I'd be very concerned about it. Frankly, know that they are indoctrinating your kids from a teaching standpoint. But now they're indoctrinating your kids into being little foot soldiers for the causes that they want to champion. That is very, very scary. My name is Lee Elsie, and I appreciate you guys hanging out with me on Fridays. I get a chance to do that for the first hour. Get everybody loosened up, ready to rock and roll. Wayne will be here in no time flat. Don't you dare move. Thank you, Christopher. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network, raw and uncensored.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.